interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, friends. We are so excited for what this time of year brings to the Treasure Coast. And as you know, on the Treasure Coast Insider, we want you to be in the know for all of these opportunities, especially when we have out-of-town friends and family join us. We want to show them just how special the Treasure Coast is. And it's an honor each and every week to offer up some shout-outs to great sponsors and highlight some incredible events that we can all take advantage of as residents and visitors alike. White Glove Moving and Storage, you know, if you have anybody that comes down, they fall in love and they think that they want to relocate. Perhaps they're coming from another state or another part of Florida. At White Glove, we would be honored to be the ones you mention. It's an opportunity that they can learn about just how cost-effective and fast it is to use professional movers, get the job done, and chances are that first night they are at home, settling in, making their beds, and maybe even making dinner. It's just that simple. We are an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines, so if it's going into or out of Florida, we can assist. And of course, since we're locally headquartered, because of your ongoing referrals, we're able to support great events in our region. One such event just happens to be what we're going to be chatting here now in detail. I had no idea that the Jensen Beach Garden Club has been thriving since 1950, yet it has. And Madam President Dana Van Rentelm is on the line with us to highlight their upcoming Garden Expo. It's a one-day event that folks aren't going to want to miss. Isn't that the case, Dana?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on today, Anna.
Absolutely. I am thrilled that you are because we really do enjoy the beautification efforts that garden clubs throughout the Treasure Coast put forth. That's why people want to come and live here. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And let me tell you, I'm too am a transplant. 5 years ago, my husband and I relocated here after visiting some friends, literally visited them, and within a week, we were putting an offer on a house.
Isn't that something? I can. I can indeed. And then, so quickly thereafter, you joined the garden club. Did you always have a knack?
I have been growing things ever since I was a little kid and really got into it after college. So I've always had things in the dirt and pulling up weeds and planting things and loved growing vegetables up in the mid-Atlantic. So when I moved here, it was the end of 19. And then we all know what happened then, COVID.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to increase my social circle. And there was actually a woman who was a current member of the garden club who lived in our neighborhood. And I was outside working in my yard, of course. And she came by and asked if I'd be interested in joining. And I gave it some thought. And I thought, well, why not? I would increase my social circle. And you know what? Florida gardening is completely different from anything I've ever
known. Very valid. Sure. I need guidance.
Absolutely. So I wanted to learn more and meet new people. And so I joined. And let me tell you, it has been a life-changing event. I have met so many fabulous people, gotten to know businesses and organizations throughout the county, and have really enjoyed giving back to the community and tending the public gardens that we do maintain as a club.
Very special. Let's highlight where some of those public gardens are, because oftentimes residents will go about their day quite merrily but busily and not notice the small signs that pay tribute to the hardworking volunteers and ladies of the club.
Well, absolutely. And I will tell you that when we do work in these gardens, especially where there's, you know, walkers and hikers and dog walkers walking by, we do get lots of accolades and thank yous for our work. So we have two, as a matter of fact, in Indian Riverside Park, which is just a fabulous park. So we have one, which is a dedicated butterfly garden, and that's by the little lake. And we actually, this year, we installed a beautiful butterfly house. That was part of a senior scout, Eagle Scout project by a local Boy Scout troop. And he actually created two butterfly houses. So we have one installed in Indian Riverside Park in that garden. And then we also tend a garden at Hoke Library. So it's out the back of the library. You probably see it from when you're inside the library. But it, too, is a dedicated butterfly garden. And we have a second butterfly house installed there. You can actually see the garden when you're driving by on Jensen Beach Boulevard. So don't hit anybody, but turn your head and do notice it. It's lovely.
Absolutely.
We actually started a second garden in Indian Riverside Park, and it's at the north entrance, right where you enter by Outrigger condo building. And we planted that one out, and we've gotten a lot of compliments on the changes because it had really been a bare bed, and we've really fleshed it out with plants that bloom and are of interest. So that one, we get a lot of accolades. We actually have a fourth garden that we maintain, and that's over at the Francis Langford Park. So that's the senior center. It is the log cabin, the historic log cabin, and we maintain the plantings around there. And as a matter of fact, this year for Arbor Day, we plan to plant a tree at the park. They've lost a couple, so we're coordinating with a county employee as to where to site the tree and what type of tree it will be.
How special. And Arbor Day falls on which date this year?
It's actually Florida Arbor Day is in January. But frankly, we have found, because it's the middle of dry season, it's not the optimum time to plant something here. You would just have to constantly be watering it. So we actually postpone our Arbor Day planting to when Mother Nature can help us out with the weather. So we generally tend to plant in May or June when we don't have to water quite as often to get the plant settled.
Now, those are just some of the insights that you too could have should you decide to join the Jensen Beach Garden Club. And you're always looking for new members, right?
Absolutely. I know we'll be talking a bit about the expo in just a bit, but I have to say a shout out to our expo and giving us visibility in the community. We have picked up so many new members because they are now aware of what we are and what we do in the community. So actually, new members, you will gain so much by joining us, and it's really easy to join. Our website is jensenbeachgardenclub.com. You can join there. Or if you come to our expo, we'll have membership brochures. If you happen to know a member, they can easily help you join. It's very inexpensive. It's $30 a year for an individual. Or if you and a partner, a spouse, would like to join, it's only $35. So two joinings for only $35 is an incredible value.
Right, and a wonderful way to spend time together. I find that to be very special indeed. Let's chat a little bit about the expo. It's going to be Saturday, March 1st, so we have a little bit of time to plan. It's from 9 to 3 at the Indian Riverside Park, where you all already have two gardens.
That's correct, yes. This will be our fourth expo. We've always held it at Indian Riverside Park. This will be our second year at this location within the park. We shifted last year so we could get even more parking because we have had, Anna, an incredible turnout. Our first year, we had almost 1,000 visitors.
Oh, nice.
Our second year, we had 2,000. Last year, we had 3.
Nice. So, the word is getting out.
The word is out. And what we found was that people were coming early, and they have found that it is a legit plant show. They are coming early and they are buying. We actually had vendors last year, if you can believe it, that nearly sold out of all of the things that they brought.
Oh,
they
can believe it.
Absolutely thrilled. The nice thing is, if you come for the day, you won't go away hungry either. We have 4 fabulous food trucks that will keep you well sated, and there's places to sit down and enjoy whatever you have. But let me just share a little bit about the expo. When this idea was conceived by our previous past president, Faye Flack, she really wanted to make sure that we had an educational component with it. And so not only can you come and find interesting plants, unique plants, great garden accessories, things for the home with a botanical theme, but you can also learn things. So we will have four, we have a space dedicated aside right next to the expo, and we have four presenters that will be talking on a variety of topics. They're just really, really different. May I go ahead and share what they are?
Oh, most definitely. Please do, Dana.
So first up, we have Reptile Rumble, Scales and Tails. This will be presented by Tracy Boothby. She's from the Hopetown Nature Center, and she is actually going to bring live animals, alligator, tortoise, and a snake. So she will be speaking about their habitats and how important they really are to our overall ecosystem. At 11:30, we are going to have Incorporating Edible Landscapes Using Florida Native Plants. So a local fellow by the name of Sean McBride will be presenting this. And this will be talking about how to incorporate those things into your landscape in a very pleasing and aesthetic way. And that way you can enhance what you're bringing to the table and incorporating Florida Native Plants. At 12:30, we're going to have an introduction to dragon fruit. I've only ever had that once. Have you ever had it?
Oh, I have, and I thought it was quite rich.
It is. It's very interesting. So a fellow by the name of Stephen Shimizu will be presenting on that, and he will be talking about different varieties that they have and how to grow them and avoid any problems. And our last presenter will be Robert Pinder from Dragon Tree Bonsai, and he will be talking about how to style a bonsai. So it'll be introducing anybody who attends that lecture as how to enjoy bonsai as a hobby, how to select the proper tree that you'll have the best success, and all the different techniques that it takes to create a bonsai. So you can actually find these presentations and what time they will be from our posters and postcards. We have a little QR code you can scan so you can time your visit so you can catch one of these or more than one of the lectures that we're having when you come visit our expo.
This is fascinating, and I think that that nugget of knowledge is always so important. And how many vendors do you anticipate folks to be able to take advantage of meeting and potentially purchasing from as they come and experience free admission and free parking for this one-day event?
Well, this year we have 37 vendors.
Wow.
This is four more than we had last year, and eight of them are new. So that's about a 20% brand new vendors that you haven't seen before. So we have 80% of our vendors are returning ones. And let me tell you, I know that we've got people who've come to our show and have said, I love that guy who has the baskets. Oh, I love that vendor who has the gorgeous orchids. So you will have your tried and true vendors and new ones that will delight you.
This is terrific. Now, Madam President, I know that it's imperative for any event to be a success that it have some sponsors. And I would love to hear some of the sponsors that are helping to bring to life your, this is the fourth one, right? The fourth annual?
That is correct. Yes.
All right.
So we have a number of returning sponsors, and I want to give a shout out to our sponsor team who went out into the community, the business community, and solicited these folks. And I personally solicited a number, and I can't tell you how proud these businesses are in sponsoring an event like this, because they know what it means to help us as an organization raise money, because this money goes back into the community. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll have a little bit of time to talk a bit about that. But let me just share with you our sponsors. So our orchid sponsor this year is Lindstrom Air Conditioning and Plumbing. We have several Bougainvillea sponsors. So we've got the restaurant group that has Conky Joe's Seafood and the Dolphin Bar and Shrimp House. We have Cook Construction Company. We have Lucido Associates, Nesha Farm, New Wave Real Estate Group, Senior Solutions, and Sharpie Holdings. Our Penta sponsors include All Area Roofing and Construction, Aquatic Surfaces, Cabana of Jensen Dunes, Campbell Management Property, Carefree Boat Club of the Treasure Coast, Edward Jones, M&M Maintenance, Ross Earl Bonin at Ensor and Kerrigan, Waterpoint Realty Group, Welcome Home Realty. And we just have a few under our Vinca sponsors. So that's Belle Tesoro Salon, Bouvier Health, Life, and Annuity, Coastal Family Chiropractic, Custom Landscaping, Do-Over Decor, History Museum of Jensen Beach, Jensen Design Studio, that is the Jewelry Design Studio, Keeping Design, they are also a vendor, Mingaze Custom Sound, Pathfinder Financial Group, which is Thrivent, Pinder's Nursery, Riverview Cosmetic and Implant Dentistry, Shearwater Marine, Stewart Dental Spa, The Gate, The Grooming Room, and finally, White Glove Movers. Thank you, Anna.
Oh, what fun. You did really do a great job with your committee of getting out there. So many fellow business partners and chamber members, and it really goes to show that when businesses are locally headquartered and their people work and live in the cities that they have the opportunity to do business in, they really do want to pay it forward. And hats off to you and all of the gals that make up the Jensen Beach Garden Club. We're wishing you a very successful fourth annual expo. One more time with the website. We are running a little long. We're going to close with the website. And I can't thank you enough for giving us all this information, because it's a great way to spend a Saturday from 9 to 3.
Absolutely. Thank you. Check out everything that we do at JensenBeachGardenClub.com. Thank you for having me today, Anna.
Of course. Thank you, Madam President Dana Van Rentelm. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostess. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Create your island paradise at Sunshine Furniture during our winter sale event. Save 50% on all Tommy Bahama and Lexington, including the newest collection, Key Biscayne. Living room, dining room, occasional chairs, office, and media furniture with sophisticated design and a mix of coastal and Caribbean style. All Tommy Bahama and Lexington offer everything you need for your Florida living. We have the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture from Four Seasons, Capri, Universal, Riverside, Hooker, Seawinds, Barca Lounger, Best, and lots more. At Sunshine Furniture, we're the outdoor furniture experts specializing in patio sets that withstand the Florida elements, and we have a gallery of Berlin Garden and Pollywood. Come in now for the best prices of the year. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach. Don't miss the 50% off winter sale on Tommy Bahama and Lexington going on now. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com and visit our outlet store directly across the street.
Hey, you! Host your very own show every week at Evergreen Media Network in Vero Beach. Go live to YouTube and Facebook with up to 4 people and your very own producer. Be heard on more than 15 podcast platforms and local radio. All you have to do is show up and talk. Your guests can join from anywhere in the world. It's easy to get started with the largest podcast studio on the Treasure Coast. Contact Evergreen Media to tour the studio.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Love Month is coming to an end, yet there's lots of cool things to do. We just chatted with Madam President Dana of the Jensen Beach Garden Club. And Saturday, March 1st from 9 to 3, you can see firsthand some incredible vendors and learn about different ways that you can incorporate various plants into your own garden. Right after, you could hop over to Michelina's. They open at 3 o'clock and maybe participate in their sunset menu. It's a limited, delicious menu from 3 to 5:30, Tuesday through Saturday. And they have, of course, some specials as it pertains to wines. And they have a delicious catering menu. And everything is available to go, as well as some grab-and-go meals. So check out Michelina's. It's there on US 1. Over across from Stuart Bowl. And that would be a great way to wrap up your Saturday, a little out and about, stroll, all that fresh air, work up an appetite, and then enjoy a wonderful evening in. Foxy Nails, two locations, one off of Seaway Drive in St. Lucie County, the other in Vero on Miracle Mile near the Hallmark store. They are true nail artists. And as we transition into spring, you might want to add some fun colors to your nails. And they have all sorts of different nail techniques, whether you want just traditional polish, maybe the healthy nail dip, acrylics. They have it all. They also do lash extensions and waxing. I love Foxy's, and you will love them as well. They even own here in Vero that beautiful Oriental Market with lots of cool, fresh produce and other proteins. If you're excited to experiment with some new cooking cuisines, you should check in at that store. It's pretty awesome. Also, Union Home Mortgage, Shannon and Lucy, they are a dynamic duo, and they've been at this for decades. They can help you with a variety of mortgage and lending products so that you can obtain the home ownership that you see fit or add to your portfolio for real estate. They really just have so many great things to offer, and it's easy. It's a complimentary consultation. It's tax season time. You might be getting a little chunk of change, and you want to put it to good use. The girls at Union Home Mortgage can certainly assist. True Colors Salon and Spa. If you haven't been, it's the largest salon in the Treasure Coast, and they do more than just hair, though they do have stylists for every hair type and every budget. They also have incredible massage therapists and massage packages that you can purchase. They have skin care and nail care there as well, and they really do aim to please with the 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So it allows you to experiment. And if for some reason it needs to be tweaked, you just come on back at no additional charge. Yet, what I really love that they do is provide you the opportunity to have your appointments set in advance. So I know, like clockwork, once a month, I'm going in and seeing my girl Jennifer at True Colors, and I'm going to walk out feeling fabulous because I am now of that age where I need to go regularly to maintain this natural hair color. That is correct, friends. So we do have some incredible sponsors, and we love to support them. You can check them out at treasurecoastinsider.us. There's even some past shows that you can live link to. And of course, when I'm not out there on the radio or at various community events, highlighting White Glove Moving and Storage, your go-to movers that love to give back to this community. We're movers with big hearts, and we can only do that by earning your praise and referrals. It's always a free estimate. I'm out there hosting networking luncheons, and I believe in women supporting women in business. The Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network is my baby. I have three luncheons a month, and it's just the cost to lunch when it works in your schedule. Of course, I'm a firm believer that with more consistency comes more referrals and more top of mind awareness. Yet there is no mandatory attendance or anything. So you can just check out tcpremierwomensnetwork.com. We have a directory there with more than 300 different reputable ladies in business that would love to be referral and resource partners for you. We also have links to reserve your spot at lunch. First Tuesday is Port St. Lucie Tutto Fresco. Second Friday of each month is Vero Beach at the Twisted Lime off US 1. And the third Wednesday of each month is in Stuart at our very own supporter, Michelina's. So check us out. Hopefully you want to grow your business and you want to work in some networking in your future. It's ladies only. We'd love to have you. Check out treasurecoastinsider.us. We appreciate you. Cheers.